Inflation is like the Texas weather, getting even hotter. I'm David Brancaccio. The Consumer Price Index out this morning shows inflation got worse, with prices up 9.1% in a year. It's been 41 years since prices were rising this fast. You have to go back to 1981. Prices in just a month went up by 1.3%. That's May to June, although the core rate of inflation, where you ignore food and energy prices, hard to ignore, went up by less than 6% in a year. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
This is going to give the Fed more reason to stay on their path to raise interest rates. The market's been anticipating that, but I think the market would like to see that those interest rates that have happened have already had some impact. For June, they certainly haven't. I think that's where the market investors are really going to stay focused.
All right, so there's the interest rate perception. Does this ever actually affect profits that companies can report?
Well, that is the next shoe to drop. So we're just about to start hearing from companies on their second quarter earnings. Managements are going to have to address this. And I think we're going to hear them talk about the impact that it can have on earnings. And in most cases, that impact is going to be negative. That's going to concern the street, and that's going to consume investors' attention for the time being.
At least people are still employed. You did see the jobs number late last week. And it's not like we're in recession. We're in something else.
That's right. And that's another reason why the Fed can stay vigilant against inflation and stay strong on interest rates. They feel like they've got a good job market behind them to support them. So they're going to stay solely focused on fighting the inflation battle.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, watching her screens in London today. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.
As mortgage rates go up, more potential home buyers are getting cold feet. The real estate brokerage Redfin says the percentage of people who pulled out of contracts to buy a home moved up close to 15% last month. This despite low inventory of houses for sale. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The housing market has been so frenzied for the last couple of years that it became common for prospective buyers to waive things like home inspections. But Moira Hawley, a broker in Seattle, says now mortgage rates are up and fewer people are looking, so
inspections are back. And in some cases, financing contingencies.
Which let a buyer pull out of a sale if they can't get a loan. Daryl Fairweather at Redfin says more buyers had financing contingencies in June than in January.
And that means that if the mortgage rate went up, they could go to the seller and say, I can't afford this home, and they would be let out without penalty.
She says that's likely a big part of the reason more sales fell through last month. Allie Wolf at housing data and consultancy firm Zonda says some especially hot markets in the Mountain West, Southeast, and Southwest are cooling the fastest.
What we're seeing in some of these markets is consumers do in fact have a price ceiling.
And now that record home prices are colliding with higher mortgage rates, a lot of would-be buyers have hit that ceiling. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to scrap Trump-era rules that curb the ability of firms to advise investors about how to vote on corporate shareholder ballots. Companies complained that third-party advisors had too much sway in how investors cast their ballots, but now those rules are about to get thrown out, given the view that companies then had too much power. Now an update on all the people who fled American cities since the start of the pandemic. The new data show it was more than a shift. It was a dramatic migration, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Census data analyzed by the Brookings Institution finds that 51 of the 88 U.S. cities with 250,000 people or more lost population between July 2020 and 2021. Demographer William Fry is a senior fellow at Brookings.
What really stands out is the number of big cities that lost population in the peak period of the pandemic. It's the most we've seen since the turn of this century, and probably for many years before that.
San Francisco, New York, Washington, and Boston lost the greatest share of their populations, Fry says. Some of that decline reflects loss of life from the pandemic, but another reason cities lost population was because there was a decline in the number of people immigrating to the U.S., says John Logan of Brown University.
Cities, and especially cities like New York, over the last 20 years, they were growing only because of international migration. Otherwise, they were losing population to other parts of the country.
And the pandemic amplified that domestic migration from cities. High urban housing costs didn't seem worth it once many could suddenly work from home. Logan Motoshami, lead analyst at Housing Wire, says the pandemic sped up shifts that were already underway.
The biggest housing demographic patch ever in history, the millennials ages 28 and 34 now, were going to need shelter, and they're probably going to need bigger shelter. So the cities that have the biggest housing inflation issues, we're going to naturally lose people, even if COVID-19 never occurred.
That demo Motoshami is referring to describes Carson Rickey, who lives in San Francisco. At 34, he and his wife are preparing to leave the city and move to his home state of Colorado at the end of this month.
We rent an apartment. One of the main goals of this relocation is to invest in real estate.
But he's not ruling out the possibility of returning to the Bay Area should it become more affordable down the road. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting Netflix is working on a cheaper optional version that will push advertisements around the shows. Old school, the paper says Netflix is trying to renegotiate some deals with studios to allow the ads. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.